From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the second time in 2 years, the Food and Drug Administration has rushed approval of an entirely new way to treat cancer. It's a sign that scientists are discovering new ways to stop the unruly growth of malignant cells. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, researchers hope this latest new class of drugs can also be used against other major diseases.
When Wendy Martin got the diagnosis that changed her life, she didn't know what the doctor was talking about.
A little over 4 years ago, in February of 1999, I found out in a phone call on a Friday afternoon that I had something called multiple myeloma, which I asked the doctor, is that a cancer? I literally had never heard of it.
Martin soon learned a lot about multiple myeloma, and none of it was good. It's the second most common cancer of blood-forming tissue. It affects about 45,000 Americans. And it's incurable. The New Hampshire woman also learned why the bones in her back were crumbling, causing enormous pain. Myeloma literally eats away at bone cells.
I've actually lost 4 inches in height. I wasn't very tall to start out with. And my vertebrae have collapsed.
Since 1999, Martin's gone through every melanoma treatment there is. Toxic conventional drugs, a blast of chemotherapy to wipe out her bone marrow, which was replaced with a stem cell transplant. Then an old drug called thalidomide, of birth defect fame, bought her a little more time. She was at the end of the road last October when doctors in Boston asked if she'd enroll in a trial of a brand new drug. Immediately, incredibly, the myeloma melted away.
At the four-month stage, the doctor used the words CR, which I hadn't heard before, which meant either complete response or complete remission. And that was the first time I had heard those words since I had been told I had cancer.
In fact, no myeloma patient has heard those words until recently. Dr. Ken Anderson of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston says the new drug is in a class by itself.
This observation really confirms that there's something different about the way this class of drug works compared to any others, because we plain and simple have not seen complete responses, no matter what treatment we've tried, in patients with such far advanced disease.
Myeloma regressed significantly in almost a third of these patients. In some, like Martin, it disappeared and has stayed away for as long as a year or more. The FDA gave Velcade the go-ahead on the strength of these promising early results, just as it did 2 years ago with a drug called Gleevec. Gleevec targets an abnormal protein produced by two rare cancers. Velcade acts on the cell's proteasome, a part of each cell that works like a garbage disposal, grinding up proteins that are abnormal or unneeded. Anderson thinks Velcade may be more versatile than Gleevec.
Honestly, Velcade affects many more targets, and excitingly, these targets are not only in the cancer cell itself, but the targets that this Velcade drug affects can also be in the neighborhood in which the cancer lives.
Next, researchers want to try Velcade as the first drug myeloma patients get. They want to combine it with conventional chemotherapy. They're already trying it for patients with advanced lung and colon cancer. For now, Wendy Martin says Velcade has given her something she thought she'd never have again.
It's given me back my future, and there's no price on that. I'm going to live, at least for the identifiable future.
The story doesn't end here. Researchers hope Velcade, or a similar approach, might work on diseases as diverse as cystic fibrosis and Alzheimer's, in which unwanted proteins gum up the works. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.